This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We're heading towards LAX, the airport in Los Angeles, on the 405 freeway going south.
It's a gorgeous, we were on the Skirball grade for a little while. Now we're on the, I would say, the downside of the Skirball grade.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you're mid-Skirball grade, you start to worry about the integrity of your brake pads.
Yeah.
This is where I always think, when's the last time have I taken in my Honda?
To really test out those brake pads?
Well, they wear out pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
You never know. I have a horrible... I mean, what if, like in a movie, you're just slamming on the brake and nothing is happening?
Well, I am always preparing for that or any emergency as the driver of the vehicle. So what I've already planned is I'm constantly watching my right-hand lane here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I press down and there are no brakes, I'm going to change over into that lane. And I'm going to start slowly working the emergency brake as I glide the car along the this metal railing here and slide us to a sparky stop.
Well, during that whole time, will you have your right arm extended in front of me?
Yes.
Like a motherly seatbelt?
All of my mothering instincts are going to kick in and save your goddamn life.
Well, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah. We should talk about this stuff when you have these fears, and I'll let you know all the things I'm planning.
My brakes are ready to shit the bed.
Yeah.
As they say, they're about to be tits up any day.
Well, you should get...
I can hear them grinding.
That's bad.
The last couple times I went in, they said, you really got to get these brakes fixed. I just went in for a oil change last week, and what did they say? Brakes are fine. I was like, excuse me, really? Because I can hear them grinding. And he's like, no, they're fine for a little longer. So, it just depends on who you talk to. And
no.
Since he said that, yeah, I feel like my brakes are working better.
Okay.
It's all psychological.
It is definitely. Most mechanical stuff is psychological. It's just a mind game that you're playing with that mechanic. But the problem is that a lot of times there's a little problem, like say your brake pads are completely worn down to the metal.
Right.
But then you go in and then to fix it, it will cost you $800. And it's the worst. It's like you go in for an oil change, which is $40. You come out minus $800.
Yeah, exactly. Because they did all these things. They did all these fluid things. And I'm like, well, I could do that myself. But then I know I'm not going to, so I let them do it.
Right.
I did replace my own air conditioning filter.
Oh, nice.
I went to Kragen. Bought that. Kragen, of course, sponsor of Do You Need a Ride, or should be.
Kragen Auto Parts. When you want to go and get an Indy 500 sweatshirt and some windshield wiper.
Hong Kong. Kragen.
Kragen. Hey, Kragen.
I listened to Ice-T's podcast today.
Oh,
That had our guest today, Todd Perry.
Nice.
on it. It was about a year ago. And he had, it was like divided into 12 segments, 10 minutes of podcasting, and then a 5-minute commercial. He has so many sponsors.
Oh.
The regular podcast sponsors like Squarespace. But he's describing the templates and web design, and like it's a script, and he reads through it thoroughly.
Wow.
And then it's back to being a gangster, and it's really fun to listen to.
What network is that on?
I do not know. I just found it on iTunes and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hilarious.
And he just has his friend on there who's his real-life friend, but also kind of a hype man, who just says, yep, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Like, he's through with every point he makes. And then he has people like John Daly and Todd Barry on.
That's awesome. I feel like I'm the hype man of this. I was just telling you that on our last episode with Guy Branum, anytime there was a moment of silence, I felt the need to say yes or make some kind of sound. I think that I'm a natural hype man.
I don't know that I notice I do that, but if I listen to our podcast, which I haven't yet,
ever?
I think that I probably, a couple times. Oh, okay. I don't like the sound of my own Muppet voice.
I see.
But I do chime in. Did you just go a C in Spanish?
No, I said I see.
Yes. Well, I have,
so.
I have a, did you just say asshole?
I just called you an asshole in Chinese.
Well, it's, I believe in Japanese, asso means a C.
Oh.
Yes.
See, we're learning.
Yes.
Does T have that on his podcast?
No, Rosetta
Language
Stone
stuff?
For dummies.
Taught by dummies.
But I would like to think that Ice-T is a fan of like alternative white guy comedy. I've only listened to one episode, but it had two people I know on it, and it was like worlds colliding.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the next Body Count album, and I...
Wow.
Yeah, it was just... He's great. I just like Ice-T. We talked about Ice-T ad nauseum when Joe DeRosa was on.
That's right. I was going to say, I think the white boys of a certain age love him.
Right. Maybe it's those guys reaching out. I want to ask Todd Barry if he looked into being on Ice-T's podcast. Because he got to go to his house. Can you imagine? There's fountains... things plated in gold. I imagine still guns. If it's anything like the documentary I watched, he had a lot of guns.
Guns like on display or just
well,
he
you
had
know,
them?
He plays a cop on a show and he used to be a kind of a gangster rapper. I'm sure there's guns.
just laid around.
They make me nervous, but in a house setting, they're kind of comforting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially when they're up above the dining room table and crossed over.
Yes, yes. Which is
kind
how
of
they...
in a, like, yeehaw welcome style.
Yeah, I really... That or a horseshoe or an old pair of skis.
Sure.
It really makes a house a home.
Whatever you can throw up on that wall like you are... like you're at Chili's.
Snowshoes.
Throw some shit on that wall. A license plate from an old car.
A signed headshot of Tommy Lasorda.
A honey-do list.
Just a boomerang.
Just one lonely boomerang.
I always, when I'm in an Outback Steakhouse, I have daydreams about grabbing the boomerang off the wall and just chucking it. But having it super work well, like a boomerang's supposed to, and come right back to me.
And hit you in the forehead and knock you out?
No, I just catch it and mix my soup with it.
Oh, nice.
It would be better if it hit me in the head.
Do they have good soup at Outback Steakhouse?
Nothing there is good. It's a very surprising restaurant. It's very expensive.
And disgusting.
And horrifyingly disgusting.
It's like covered, everything is covered in grease.
It's just like Chili's, but very expensive.
What would your favorite restaurant like that be? Kind of like a chain.
That is a guilty pleasure type.
Yeah.
I'm afraid, and I can't eat most of the stuff anymore, but Olive Garden has never done me wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, I just avoid the breadsticks, and I go straight for the pasta, but as you know, I'm off the old
gluten.
Yeah,
you're off that. You're off all that.
But I'll still go. It's worth some sore wrists.
Well, you can sometimes have, you could have endless salad and breadsticks, right? Isn't that something they offer?
I, you know what? When it comes to breadsticks and salad, I do want there to be an end.
That, you know why? Because you're an adult.
Right. It's kind of like when your dad catches you smoking, and then you have to sit in the garage and finish a whole carton. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Not my dad.
Although, some of us have like
someone's
a...
dad.
Yeah, mean dads.
Yeah, mean
dads. It is Father's Day, should we say.
Happy Father's Day.
What up, fathers?
What up, daddy?
What up, daddy-o?
A phrase you and I both use, and we're comfortable
so
just
naturally.
Now. Yeah.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, as it should, because it sounds great to the listener as well as the speaker. What up, daddy-o? I wanted to dive out of the car just then.
I was trying to write a tweet about my dad on Twitter for Father's Day, and then I remember, like, my dad's not on Twitter, doesn't give a shit about Twitter. There's, like, those kind of presentational things people do on
right.
Facebook and Twitter of, like, it's my 3-year-old daughter Sasha's birthday, I love you, honey, where it's like, she doesn't know
yeah.
you're doing this for yourself.
No, I do, when someone puts up a Father's Day photo, I would like them to also be tagged in it to prove that their father is enjoying it on Twitter or Facebook or
yeah.
whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
When it isn't, it's just like, are you just showing off because you're hurting the feelings of a lot of people that don't have dads right now?
Right.
Shoving it in their face.
I mean, everybody has to deal with...
loss.
Loss. And on different holidays, it stings worse for some people than others.
Right.
Not me. I had a great Father's Day, and I have a great father.
As do I.
And I like to sometimes revel in that advantage so that when other sad holidays come up for me... I'm buoyed by that
right.
past success, or at least just beating out other people emotionally.
Right. Like, I get sad on Mother's Day.
Me too.
So then on Father's Day, it's like, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
And maybe to help the other, I'll put up a picture of my mother and my father.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
You take the good, you take the bad, but then you have the thing, the facts of life. The facts of life. Featuring the... George Clooney.
Featuring who liked Natalie at one point, which gave this old girl such hope
really?
For a little while.
Clunedog was into the Natmaster?
Clunedog and Napster had a weird thing between them once.
Really?
And as a girl who grew up being told on a daily basis that she looked like Natalie from Facts of Life, which is like... people figuring out a great way to say, hey, fatty, you wear your hair the same way as this girl. It was very destructive to my self-esteem. And then that episode came along, and I was like, all hail. I started talking like that. Oh, how you like me now?
Have you ever met George Clooney?
No, I stood next to him at the valet at Dantana's steak house.
I knew at one point you would have interacted with him.
Yeah,
I just
knew
that.
I've lived here so long, you can't not.
Yeah.
And I knew a girl that used to be they hired their own bartender when they were filming Ocean's 11. And so they had a bar that was set up so they could go when they were done filming every night on the lot. So that Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, George Clooney, all those dudes could go just hang out in a place, but not have to go to an actual public place.
And drink whiskey together.
Yeah. So they would drink, and I'm sure the crew, was invited and whatever. They just had, like, their own private bar on the lot. And my friend was one of the bartenders.
Oh, that would be, to be a fly on the wall. Or just a fly that's a bartender.
Yeah. She said they were all great and super, like, polite and lovely and, like... she had nothing but great things to say about all those people.
I have daydreams about the set of Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. Except for that kid, Scott Kahn. I don't want to meet him.
Scott Kahn?
Yeah, little guy syndrome.
Scott Kahn looks like someone that would be rude to you out in front of the Ivy.
Yeah, or at a skateboard event, because he's into skateboarding. And
is he really?
Yeah, and he's kind of...
he also writes plays at the Falcon Theater near where I live.
Yes.
Which I think is actually kind of...
well, now I like him.
I know.
Now that he's writing plays...
we're also complex. We all have douchebagness in us.
Yeah.
And we're also all poets.
I was just happy to find out that he was a skateboarder. But I just remember when I was on the... and I know I mention this a lot... the Western called American Outlaws, which shot in Austin, Texas. I was an extra. I was loading a wagon.
And you were bit by a scorpion.
I was bit by a scorpion and then later dismissed because I used the wrong porta potty.
Yes.
That was reserved exclusively for the director of Flubber, who also directed that movie. I remember Scott Kahn just lassoing outside his dressing trailer.
Yeah.
And there would be girls just watching him do what he was learning. And I knew that he was just, you know, having sex with all these extra girls.
Yes, yeah.
And I don't know why that... During his, a lot of the lines in the movie, they had him standing on apple boxes.
Yeah, he's not big.
He's a shorter guy, and so they had, like, a Tom Cruise-issue apple box for him to stand on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear stories about other short actors insisting that a trench be dug for their co-stars because they're
that
walking.
That so like, cannot be true.
What, do you expect me to have apple boxes on each shoe? You're going to tell that I'm walking like a robot. Dig a trench for the leading lady. That
That's
was a thing
insane.
They used to
oh,
do.
Oh, wait, is this my exit?
I believe yes. I believe that yes,
it is.
It is indeed. That, oh, God, that plane is smoking as if it were on fire.
No. Is it really?
I mean, it's not our guest because it's from Australia. There
Holy
was a kangaroo.
It was, that, was that smoke, that right
yes,
there?
Yes, it is. I do believe we saw... Okay.
Oh, okay.
There's an airplane landing
that's smoking.
It's just a wing smoking, but that's maybe the worst thing to be smoking on a plane. But you know what?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited right now. We're going to go...
I wish there wasn't...
It's going to land fine.
Yeah, it will.
Because it's landing.
We've seen flight. Even if the guy's drunk, he's going to put those wheels on the ground.
And if they're coming from Australia... Chances are they've thrown some shrimp on the barbie.
He's thrown back a couple
boomerangs,
if you know what I mean.
If you... I wish you knew what I meant.
Do you know what I mean? By shrimp, you meant drinks, and by boomerangs, I meant drinks. We know what each other
means. Why are we talking in code?
I don't know.
You don't need to do that.
Well, I'm sure they threw a couple whiskeys on the barbie and tossed a couple...
boomerangs that down the old gullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
The liquid kind of boomerang that you swallow.
I want to see that plane on fire. I'm sorry. I love horrifying shit like this.
I know. We've been trained to think it's normal to watch carnage because they just pop up on our timelines. You, not with you. You don't...
I'm
you
on
don't,
Facebook.
Yeah. I'm afraid that it's... Here we go. We got a green. but it's, yeah, I've been watching horrible things, and so I'm kind of weaning myself off it.
I just think that Facebook, at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot like a penny saver.
Right.
Am I supposed to turn?
Yeah, here? Left.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, you mean right?
It says right. I'm sorry. I will never not say the opposite when it comes to those. It's because it's so simple. Left and
then
right.
You panic?
Two decisions. I just say the opposite thing. A lot of people can't read, or they switch words around. Words around.
Words.
I do it with left and right. We're going to have to... Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway. I see.
So that's all smoke from that airplane.
No way.
I guess those are just
those are clouds.
Cumulus clouds. Or smoke that's accumulated.
This might be a very a scattered marine layer.
This is a high-stakes episode, mainly for... I haven't mentioned it so far, but I am ready to... Diarrhea. Big time.
Oh.
Stomach pain.
Should we go to that Starbucks?
I mean, I'd have to pause.
Well, I mean...
We are about to pick up our guest, and I'm sure he's ready to get picked up.
Are you sure?
I'm not... exactly sure, but I'm going to look at my little clock. It's time to pick up Todd.
What if that's what your phone said?
Yeah, it's just directly from United Airlines. Let's see here. I have his flight information.
Okay.
And it says, ooh, they're running a little late. 8:39, estimated arrival. That's a 9-minute delay. I might have time to enter one of these restaurants and have a little concert with my favorite band, John Spencer Ass Explosion. I'm sorry. I think that's a joke I wrote in eighth grade.
I miss that band.
Me too.
The real one.
And Boss Hogg. He'd come to town.
And Jawbreaker. Let's talk about Jawbreaker.
Yeah, I was really happy to see you with Jawbreaker on vinyl.
Yes.
And you know the guy.
And I know Adam... the drummer.
And there's a show that you and I have both done in San Francisco at...
The Cynic Cave.
Cynic Cave?
Yep.
Cynic Cave. I just got it.
Yes.
And he owns that video store.
That's right.
The guy from Jawbreaker
owns... Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
We're going to let him have it. Ooh, I wish we had my baton.
I can't stand when people don't let you merge. It is so rude.
Is this all right? I've had stomach pain all day. I don't mean to be graphic. This is correct. Anything that has a roof and some porcelain. I'd shake a china shop right now. It's a porcelain. Okay. And I think I'll be more on point and funny once I...
Sure.
Just get this toxicity out of me. I don't know what's happened, but we
You
can,
run in.
I will
Should
run.
I just stay right here?
I won't run with a lot of jostling. I'm going to... Okay, we'll be right back. Maybe I'll put some music right here.
Oh, here, I can put music. Oh. Wait.
Bathroom break. About to go. I really got to go, but... Okay, and I'm back. That was a horrifying war zone of a bathroom. The first few minutes, because I was in there about 15, the first few were spent doing janitorial, just basic services.
Some light surfaces with Lysol you brought from home?
It had been neglected. Well, I had to get rid of some of the seat graffiti.
Oof. That's my favorite gang graffiti.
Is... Yeah, for you to have to claim that, yeah.
This is the exit, fool.
He's not, he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't fucking care. Oh, look, oh, they're in cahoots.
Idiots.
Yeah, they are the worst.
Idiot relatives.
Yeah, they are related expositions. I'm about to read.
Did anyone else's family ever buy, just because there's two matching cars? That just reminded me that my aunt and uncle, relatives bought matching cars, I think, because they were cheaper if you bought two.
I remember families like that, and I don't think you get a deal. It's just people get scared. Once they are happy with a car experience, they're like, let me keep buying. I used to do that with skateboards. I was a big fan of the, and I'm sure I've talked about this, the 1993 Mark Gonzalez blind skateboard deck. I ordered 5 or 6 of them just so I wouldn't have to get used to a new skateboard.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it did make sense. I wonder why I don't think that way anymore. That was a good idea. But I think that's why, because there are families I knew that just would always have Suburbans.
Yeah.
And they keep buying Suburbans.
But I mean two different families getting the same car is what I'm talking about.
At
the same time, which I think it's like, if you buy two, we'll take... $3,000 off the price of each type of bargain.
Okay, and so you go to your neighbor and said, hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Or whatever your neighbor's name is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, if they're relatives, then it's more two brothers going, let's buy these matching station wagons.
Wow.
Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter.
Well, that's maybe what we... Well, it's weird because that guy was in the way and we couldn't get out of the parking lot at that horrid McDonald's where people were limping out of it. And
they're not a place of health. It's not a bastion
of
health.
It's the bastion of giving up. But it's, I enjoy their fries. We honked at the guy, and then the guy in front of him almost moved before him. He's like, oh, he's with me.
Yeah.
And they had matching cars. Yeah. So.
I just like people that pull up wherever, and then it's like, this is the exit of a terrible fast food restaurant.
Anyone deserved to be honked at, and I save my honks.
Me too.
If someone almost hits me, I don't go punish them with a loud... When people lay on the horn, I'm like, you're just terrible, and this is... You're taking out something from the office today.
Yeah.
But when they're in front of the driveway...
Yeah.
It wasn't even by a curb.
It's not a curb, and you're not paying attention, and you're kind of just doing whatever, which is all of Los Angeles driving, is people just doing whatever they want, and then being kind of irritated when it doesn't work out for you.
Right. Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like anybody.
Everyone kind of becomes, when they're driving, they become that kind of Republican. Not to get all political, I'd hate to split our audience. But the whole, hey, I got mine, now no one else can have a peace mentality.
That's right.
That's how people are in their cars.
Yes.
It's like, it's my way or the highway. And a lot of times it is just that. If you're on the side streets, you wish other people were on the highway.
Yeah, that's right.
Because my way is the side streets. That's how that saying got started.
It's such a catchy saying that I was wondering what the origins were.
A great Limp Bizkit song.
We are now entered into LAX.
Yes, we will be. We can round the entire LAX drive, but we are going to Terminal 7.
And is that because our boy Todd Glass, Todd Berry?
No, I call him Todd Glass all the time. He actually likes it.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
They mutually appreciate each other's
recognition.
Podcast.
Is he on United?
I was writing the word podcast.
Oh, that's why you said it.
Comedy. They appreciate each other's comedy. And maybe they like each other's podcast.
Maybe they do.
I wonder if Ice Cube likes Ice-T's podcast.
I mean, are they friends?
I would like to think so.
Because they weren't in the same groups, though, right?
No, they never were. They were the same era, though. Ice-T came a little earlier, but they definitely probably did shows together.
Yeah.
But what surprised me on the podcast I listened to that had Todd Berry as a guest, he was saying 99 Problems and a Bitch Ain't One was a quote from his friend he was hanging out with. And they recorded it, and there is a version that is an Ice-T song called that.
Oh.
And then he said Jay-Z did a version that was more popular, and he said, but I don't have any beef. That's just how it is with hip-hop. You feed off each other, you pay tribute to each other by... It's so funny because it's so different from comedy. If
it's
someone
the
does
opposite.
Your joke,
yeah.
You want to kill them.
Yeah.
Which is why I think, the comedy game's a little bit more thuggy.
It is definitely... It's much scarier.
You've heard me
than
threaten,
gang life.
Threaten the well-being of Dimitri Martin. That's some fucking East Coast, West Coast shit.
It is. Well, because I think concept, it's in stand-up comedy, everyone is trying to establish their voice and their originality. And so when people steal your shit and take your originality for their own... it gives them a credit they don't deserve. And,
right.
And we all know how much it means.
Yep.
Because it does mean a lot.
I spent a long time writing my rainbow joke that I'm just a fan. I'm not gay. I'm a fan of light refraction. Mm-hmm. Explaining all the stickers on my fictitious car. And then all of a sudden, DM. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. Otherwise, there'll be another...
There'll be a shootout.
Incident at a party,
Vegas.
Yeah. We'll lose another comic. Then
we can't lose
anymore. Keeps happening. God,
not now.
Not
anymore.
Now. Let's just put down the guns. We're supposed to be entertainers.
You, since that time, have written such an incredible cat dick chunk.
Right.
I feel like that...
I mean, my...
Proves that you have an endless font.
And I've opened it up to other animals. My new joke, I'm so sad lately, I've been putting peanut butter on my dog's balls, is not only a tribute to my old ball jokes, but also me opening up to not... I don't just have to talk about cats.
No.
Just because I'm a cat person.
You can pretend to have a dog.
And my cat dick joke hasn't been going that well because it makes people think of gross... tiny, pointy, pink,
I disagree.
Barbed cat dicks, and they don't want to be reminded of that.
No.
But dog's balls, everyone's just loves them.
Well,
so.
the vowel sounds in dog balls kind of flows really nicely.
Oh, okay, so it's more like the vernacular.
There's a poetry to it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cadence.
Dog balls, yeah. But also because most dogs don't have balls, which is funny to me.
Well, if you care about your animal, you get them chopped off.
Right. But if you're some kind of, renegade breeder...
Or you live on a farm somewhere where they're not going to, have access to a dog's... a lady dog.
Yeah, you just grow them out.
Once Todd Berry gets in this car, or Todd Glass, I don't even know either one.
It doesn't matter.
It'll be Todd Berry, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Once he's in here, man, the energy level is going to skyrocket.
Well, we,
because right now,
Sunday, it's like Sunday evening.
It's Father's Day.
It's Father's Day. It's
I just had
chill
a
chill time.
I had a particularly unpleasant movement at a very unpleasant restroom.
Yeah, that seemed awful.
It was awful. And I haven't quite shaken the emotional, ramifications.
The ramifications.
The ramifications.
I hate everybody.
Hey,
in this area,
I mean,
now.
I don't know what we were thinking. Podcasting at the airport. What were we thinking?
What stupid idea was this?
It was your idea.
I told you I wanted to do a bakery podcast.
It would have been so not air conditioning. Just dealing with baked goods.
Tons of desserts, yeah.
Sugar, flour,
sugar,
egg whites.
All the things that are terrible for you.
Sometimes Coca-Cola if you're lazy.
Dump cakes.
And then we will just, I think, cutting in right here. After, just follow that Joe's Crab Shack shuttle.
God,
a lot
damn.
Of people. Is that?
Disgusting.
Oh, okay. It just says Joe knows airport parking.
Oh.
That's some guy trying to get famous off his shuttle business.
And he doesn't.
No, sorry. That's Joe himself.
Hey, Joe.
What should we talk to Todd Berry about? I'd like to mention this iced tea podcast and how he ended up on it. That's
okay.
Where I'm going to start.
That's a good idea.
Secondly, I'm going to ask what the hell he's doing in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He's a New York guy. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I won't be that aggressive with it.
Good. Yeah. Try to do the polite version.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, oh, so tell me, what are you doing here? You know.
And then we can just go straight into the Charleston and the flag.
We'll start. Start talking about that stuff.
Right. Just go straight to race issues.
Even Mitt Romney said, "Take down the Confederate
flag." I loved that.
I'm surprised by it.
I respect it.
Me too.
Humongous.
I mean, big. It's the least he can do, but yeah, I would not expect him to even do the least.
Yeah, because so many people. The partisan aspect of politics these days makes it so that no one can make any kind of move like that because everyone is so locked into their part that they're playing. What am I talking about?
No, you're right. I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, it's hard to make a point when we're just being flanked by so many Priuses. And that guy, hate your roller bag. Yeah. It should be a backpack.
That guy dashed out into the crosswalk with his rolling bag as if to say, I'll go now.
People dash with such confidence here.
Yeah, and they're wrong to do it.
I want to roll down the window and like, who do you think you are, Mrs. Dash?
Mrs. Dash.
Instead of salt. Excuse me.
Mrs. Dash. Me and my cousins used to sing Mrs. Dash to each other a lot.
I think I did too.
Yeah.
Sadly, my cousins weren't around, but privately I would sing the Mrs. Dash jingle.
Mrs. Dash.
Mrs. Dash.
That was the jingle, was a lady kind of
sensually,
very, very sexually whispering about basically what's powdered MSG.
Yeah, just like powdered MSG is going to get you laid.
Mrs. Dash.
Was Sally Kirk? What's her name? That was from MASH. That used
Sally
to do
Kirkland,
the
yeah.
Yeah, she'd do the Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley
Hidden
Ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Oh God, I'll take any man's dick right now.
Oh,
sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. That's the voice she was making.
Oh, I see.
Right.
I get it.
No, it was weird for me to blurt at that.
I thought it was something. It was a different topic.
Well, I did it in her voice.
I actually used to do an impression of her on stage.
Really? Uh-huh. Let's hear it.
It was just that. It was like, Hidden Valley Ranch. It's the way she did it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I can't really do it.
She does have kind of a made-up, like Madonna accent. Where it's like, ooh,
yeah.
Were you abroad for a couple weeks and it changed the way you permanently talk?
I did a very tiny part on Marin.
When?
Like last season.
Oh, okay.
I played a nurse.
I knew this.
I had like one line.
I think I knew this.
And it was with Mark Maron and Sally Kirkland playing his mother. And she had me rehearse her lines with her. It was amazing. I got to like kind of hang with Sally Kirkland.
That's great.
I was very excited.
Was she a good person?
So, super cool.
I feel like we should maybe risk pulling over for a minute.
Let's do it. Mrs. Dash.
Well, maybe I'll just tell him. Are you close? Okay. This is... When we're at LAX, there's a lot of these downtimes where I have to, like, text. So don't...
Should I talk to the audience
just for a little...
I'll talk... should I talk about Mrs. Dash?
Yes. More Mrs. Dash.
Or what about Molly McButter? Imitation butter.
Really? I don't remember Molly McButter.
You don't remember Molly McButter?
Why are we humanizing? What? Yeah, I don't understand.
You know what it was? Excuse me. Molly McButter. It was back when, like, light food got popular. LITE. So everybody was trying to, like, diet in these weird, very incorrect ways. And Molly McButter was flaked imitation butter that you could stick on, like, your diet baked potato. So you could have butter flavor on your potato without the fat of butter.
What
this was back when everything... People thought fat was the worst thing that you could
eat. Yeah, and chemicals were better than just having fat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Okay, so would these flakes of butter then liquefy, and or did they just stay flakes?
No. They would kind of turn into like a buttery substance when they hit heat.
There's this health food store by me that makes these salads, and then at the end they're like, "Do you want bacon bits?" And they're like, "It's okay, it's not real bacon." So it's bacon. It's like the 1980s chemical bacon chips.
Oh yeah.
I do not want them. They are bright pink.
Those things are so gross.
But it's back to being like, oh, but they're organic and made with soy. I don't know. It's funny to me.
Well, I get the same feeling with when people have like vegan pizza with vegan cheese, where vegan cheese seems like a plastic cup melted in the sun. I don't understand why people eat that.
No.
It's not enjoyable.
It's funny how when people decide to be vegan, I understand the animal aspects and agree with it and struggle with it in my brain all the time. I don't like eating animals. I'm weak. You know, I eat chickens. Or chicken. Whichever is the plural.
You always eat three chickens.
I eat multiple chickens.
You should go around again?
I guess. Okay. I'm not hearing. Oh, waiting for bag, he said. I don't know what that means. He's just waiting at the turnabout.
We'll just go around again.
Okay, cool. Sorry to make you do that.
No problem.
It's a particularly hectic day at LAX.
Maybe we should sit here for a second since no one's telling us to move.
Yeah, Let's just wait. I'll tell him.
Did you ever have sizzling?
Instead of bacon?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm typing. Ah, this is so bad for podcasting that I'm texting.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just tell you a story and you can half listen.
Okay.
Because in the same time in the 80s when people started dieting in that way, they made sizzling, which was like a fake...
I'm having trouble.
Oh. Which was fake bacon.
Yeah, I remember it.
It was like bacon without the fat, but it was weird and not... It was like weirdly, almost like chemically altered bacon.
I've been a big fan of turkey bacon lately.
Oh, I don't like turkey bacon.
It's only 30 calories a slice.
I feel like bacon's a thing that's easy not to eat. If that's what you think your diet problem is...
Yeah.
You don't have to work that hard.
No.
Just don't have bacon.
It's like e-cigarettes. Come on.
Yeah. Although I have to say, I do like the fact that vaping allows you to get stoned like inside a bar and no one knows. I think that's really cool.
There we go.
For people who don't drink.
Yeah. No, I understand it and I agree. And it's the way I quit. I mean, who am I? Well, I'm so two-faced. That's how I quit smoking.
Well, that's good then.
Buying those shitty little cigarettes from 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. They were horrible, and they hurt my throat way more than cigarettes did. But didn't they help me quit? They did, indeed.
But didn't they, though?
They certainly did.
They certainly did.
And I'm a better man for it now.
Now, here's the thing about you and I.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not actively engaged in a real conversation...
Right.
We're still as fascinating as
yeah, that's what
any other time.
Anyone listening right now, they're like, God, this is riveting, and... Am I right or am I wrong? They have not said anything of substance. But I am in a panic even when I'm not driving here. Look, I mean, this is...
It's crazy.
It's every man for himself.
This is Mad Max, and it's not feminist.
Oh, my God. Look at this
guy. Look at this guy.
You're the worst. All these
everyone
people.
Hates
How could
him.
Everyone that's the worst be the worst all at the same time?
Well, and also because some people are driving like they should just... Like, they're on the street... And it's not like that. This is not what's happening.
Oh, my.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, I wish that we could have just stayed there. That's the problem with it. That is the flaw with our podcast. You have to keep... It's so hard to time picking someone up.
That and the fact that when in doubt, I'll just start talking about sizzling. And that's a serious problem. Although, did you have Steak-ums? Did your mom ever buy that food where she was like, and if I don't come home in time, you can make this. And it was like things like Steak-ums?
It was just frozen burritos. I ate like a lunatic until I was finally in college and you know, someone else was making. I was like, same with my dad. He said that my grandma was such a bad cook. Then he went to the army and he thought the food was so great. He's like, "Have you guys had this chicken fried steak?" And they're like, "Yeah, I used it to resole my shoe." And then I was loving the food zoo at the University of Montana.
The food zoo. What does that mean? It was just like the cafeteria.
Missoula, I think zoo. It was the first, which I've never liked. People call Missoula Zoo Town now, like it's an untamed. Where's the lion tamer? We're all out of our minds. You take it easy. It's kind of a liberal college town with a lot of hippies. It's not a zoo.
People love, like, a nickname these days.
Oh, God. Yeah, people hate saying entire words in their entirety.
It's
true. entirety is short for, entire is short for entirety. See, I did it in one sentence.
You're the opposite of those people. You want redundancies and repetitiveness.
I prefer the entirety of an entire word.
Say the full word, please.
Even the word, word. I'd like to feel every consonant.
Chris.
Yes?
What,
was I doing my Sally Ketterling voice again? I'd like to feel every consonant.
Every consonant in Hidden Valley Ranch.
Creamy.
Filled with creamy. Whipped topping.
Watch it blanket over the croutons. I was on MASH. That's how she ended it. I always thought that was like...
I was Hot Lips Houlihan in the film MASH.
Do I need to hear that in the commercial? Why do you say that at the
just
end of it?
Just to give it validity of that she knows...
I guess we...
She knows what...
Yeah, just keep...
Should I do this?
Yeah, yeah.
Cut across?
Doing what you're doing. Okay. Or this. Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
This is what we should do. I imagine at any moment he will be curbside.
All right.
This is a crowded airport... And I think we've been smart to pick up our friends at their houses and take them to shows or just to get dry cleaning because...
It's a controlled situation.
And this place has a way of not making me control my emotions.
Oh, of your of extreme rage?
It's just, you know, it's the people, it's the congestion.
Yeah.
It's the... The lighting right now, for instance, it's the sun isn't quite down. It's still it's hard to see. I'm nitpicking.
I feel like for me, when I was little, going to the airport was always a big deal. It meant someone exciting was coming,
right?
Or something different was going to happen, and so that's why I always like it.
Oh wow, yeah. No one ever came to visit in my entire life. I'd never have gone to the airport to pick up a family.
No.
Never.
That's crazy.
Well, they lived in town and they were unpleasant.
Oh, I see.
I'm just talking about, like, people that I won't name.
Right.
Not my immediate family,
just
of course.
Just Demetri Martin.
Nothing but play. Yeah, his old cousin of mine. Did not like when he flew into town to talk about his bowl cut. There's something about these bowls. I mean, I don't want to go. Yeah, let's not talk about the
okay.
shooting.
Okay,
we'll
okay.
wait until it's in the car. But that, why all these crazy kids have bowl cuts? That's all I'm saying.
Are you talking about
if
the shooter?
If someone has a bowl cut, I wasn't gonna, but now you opened up that bag.
Well, don't throw
kidding.
It on me.
I did. Threw it right in your lap. What a jerk. I'm just saying, I don't like bowl cuts. It's a sign of something.
Yes, for sure.
I do what I was, however, jealous of everyone when I was a kid that legitimately had straight hair and they would just put a bowl on their head and cut under it. You remember that? Like moms.
Well,
used
yeah.
To...
Well, I mean, I don't. I feel like moms did it. I don't think people did it to themselves, did they?
Well, I suppose you're right. Yeah, you'd need a second party, and what a party that'd be—a bowl cut party. Don't get me started. We get started about that party, Darren Carter, the party bowl cut hair starter. I wonder if Darren Carter ever had a big red bowl cut. Do you know that guy?
The party starter. I've had to follow him. I've eaten it so many times following Darren Carter, the party starter.
He's easier to follow these days. He's a sweet guy, though.
He was always very nice. But
he's very nice.
He would close with that impression of Bart Simpson, and he literally looked exactly like Bart Simpson. And then he would walk off stage like you can't...
He would... Oh, can you please remember his Bart Simpson closer?
Do you know it?
Oh, I do not know it.
Oh, it was... He would just say basically that he looked like Bart Simpson And then he would do strike a pose like Bart Simpson skateboarding. Uh-huh. And he was able to stick his head back and stick his top lip out and, like, do this thing. And he looks, he can make himself look like Bart Simpson. I can't even explain
it. Oh, wow.
It was really hilarious. And then I'd get up there with my astute observations about modern life. And people would be like, boo! We want Bart Simpson.
Can I tell you how happy I am that I didn't have to go to this club in Canada? When I think I talked about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There are two comics last time, dueling Simpsons sex jokes.
No.
It's like, yes, I can't even do, oh, Marge, tickle my balls, or whatever. And then the next guy go up and go, oh, Smithers, tickle my balls. And they had the same... They started together in the same town, and then they had these dueling bits, and they neither of them could afford to not do their bit.
Shit.
So they each had a Simpsons, and the audience is like, the last guy did a Simpsons.
Also, this show hasn't been relevant for 11 years.
Right. Well, this was about 11 years ago.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. Right in the heat and the prime.
I wish I had had a good Simpsons bit back then.
I have to say, what I've always loved about the Simpsons is that the Simpsons sex life is so healthy.
Right.
I think that's very sweet that they included that in that story.
I don't know. I always thought I don't want to know that cartoon characters are having sex. I kind of didn't like it when he'd be like, oh, and they'd turn off the lights and it was like...
You didn't like it?
No, and Marge is going, oh. You know, it's like, I don't want to think of your yellow cartoon genitalia. You know?
Why not?
I don't want to hear about that cartoons having sex. It's just, I guess a lot of people like it.
It's natural.
I guess a lot of people like it. I'm having an allergic reaction. Like in those, you know, on porn sites, they do have, like, there'll be animated up in the corner. I've only seen them when I watch other people on their computers. It'll just be Marge Simpson and then, you know, a gladiator or something. And people do...
Oh,
that does
yeah.
tap into some weird people's sexual fantasies, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Not for me. I don't like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to think about it, and I don't want to hear about it.
Well,
cartoons.
What if we just talked about it for a little bit more?
Okay. I guess I do like it when they, like Betty Boop. I get that, because she's a human.
What cartoon. About when Bugs Bunny dresses up like a lady?
And
yay or nay?
I mean, that was ahead of its time. I mean...
But hot or not?
I'm going to have to say not. Even though that's just because it's not for me. I can be for other people. It's just not for
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. I think we have good luck on this round. I think Todd's going to be waiting for us.
I like that you have positive thinking. I haven't gotten any word.
And also, will you look up and see if there's any word on the smoking wing of the airplane? That's got to be on the news.
Oh, right.
Somehow.
Let's see. Let's see.
While you do that, I'll try to think of other sexy cartoon characters.
Okay, smoking. Well, I wrote smoking. I'm typing what I saw. Smoking airplane above Sepulveda. That should be on the news.
What was it?
There's nothing.
What was the airline?
It was an Australian one. Qantas, I believe.
Oh, we're going to hear about it.
Well, I mean...
Sunday night's not a cool time to be here.
No, it's the worst.
It's not cool at all.
And I don't know. I'm not finding anything.
Qantas and did engine. He... Is he anywhere?
No word yet.
That sucks.
Still waiting for his bag, I suppose.
Oh, we're pulling over.
I guess we are. Wow, there's a lot of people
there's
here.
There's so many this is fucking horrifying. People here.
Boy.
I don't want to have to get across that... river of shit.
There's a buzzing.
Oh.
Is it okay. mine? Boy, we're having some technical... I'll just hold it up in the air. That seems to help it.
Oh, okay. Is it... It's not the air conditioner, is it?
No, it's a problem with the Zoom. But sorry for the buzz right now. I don't know what that is, but I have the most high-quality... piece of equipment, but it's buzzing, and I apologize to everyone.
Do you want to pause it until Todd comes out?
Yes.
Let's do that.
in the very back, if there's room.
And how big is that? Hi.
Hi, Todd. Just,
yeah, but my guitar's back there. You can just throw it in here.
Want me to just put it back here?
Yeah.
If that's cool. Sorry for the delay. We, it's a bad day at LAX, buddy. Yeah.
My plane landed an hour ago.
And you were waiting for your bag this whole time? Get in.
You don't have like a charger that an Android.
No.
Do you have a plug that I can plug in here? It's priority.
We got a mic under your bag there.
Oh, under my bag.
Yeah, I think probably. Let me grab one. Here we go.
Their minivan broke down at the airport.
Two guys pushing a minivan.
That's terrible.
Proving to us that things can always be worse. Here's your mic. It's dangling out of my hand here. Oh, okay. Like a limp. Todd, thank you.
You know where you're going?
We do. We do know.
Okay.
And, man, this was perhaps the worst LAX congestion and crowd and manic behavior we've seen so far or heard so far with the history of our podcast.
But now we're here. Todd, how are you?
Yeah,
I'm
Todd.
All right. Is there a seatbelt cover? Because I got to wear my seatbelt.
Yeah, there should be a hole, though.
Yeah, it's a Mormon sheet.
Just look around.
Oh, okay.
With a seatbelt hole in it. The seat is there. The cover is there to protect people from
dog hair.
So you don't have the thing that I can plug a US?
Yeah, I do. If you have the cord, I can unplug mine and give it to you.
There you go.
You and all your goddamn demands. We're the ones that have had a bad time.
I had the best time listening to you on Ice-T's podcast today.
You're the second person to mention that today. That's
today?
Yeah, another guy. Sorry, let me just...
Okay. It was...
How did you find it?
I just found it. I wanted to ask you how you...
All right, wait, let me get...
Yeah, I'll wait until you're mic'd.
Sorry.
That's all right. And then the cord. It was just... Ice-T has these segments to his podcast where he'll just start talking about something, and then when he's done talking about it, he'll go, and that was movies. And then he has a kind of a little beat that is movie-like. And then they'll go on, and that was sports. And I love it. And I loved his guy. And I just, I'm going to listen to Ice-T.
Am I not helping you because I've been talking? Probably.
It's quite all right.
A little bit.
I just, it's okay. I got to find my charger.
It's quite all right.
Well, here it is. Yeah, Ice-T's podcast.
Don't come in all loud.
Oh, sorry.
You have to blend.
Sorry.
Ice-T, how did you end up doing that?
It's weird. I got this inquiry through, I guess, my publicist.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
I land in LAX and I start talking.
Hey.
I just turn into one of y'all.
Y'all.
I'm plugging in my phone. I assume all this makes it seem like a real podcast.
No, yeah. No.
I mean,
people,
because it's not too slick.
We like the... People like the sights and the sounds, and we don't have video on this.
There's nothing like the sound of me plugging in my phone.
And muttering to yourself as you're angrily trying to give yourself a...
It is... Yeah, people like... You know, trust me, people like this.
So I got this inquiry... to be on his podcast, and I was like, really? He knows who I am? And I go, yeah, and I took a bus over there. He lives in New Jersey. I can't tell you where.
Of course not.
Well, you take a bus, and it drops you. It's supposed to drop you right in front of his house, but I screwed up, so I ended up a few blocks away. But this guy picked me up, and I go to Ice-T's...
actual home?
Actual condo, yeah. Like, and it's pretty low-key... I mean, it's on the water, but
And then I was so surprised that John Daly was also on.
Yeah. Well, I think what it is because when I guess I could reveal this, but when I walked in the door, at some point he's like, "What's your last name again?" So he's got this young kid in L.A. who books it.
Okay.
Think.
Sure.
So he's like a comedy nerd. But it was really, I mean, he was very nice.
And yeah.
It's fun to do, and it's just surreal. But there was also times when he would like, he had some guy on, I don't even know who he is, but you know, like a rapper, and they're talking about hip hop and rap, and it's like, I'm not going to just chime in and screw up their conversation.
Because right. You're all like, Sugar Hill Gang, what?
I'm like, Belle and Sebastian. Belle and Sebastian.
Do you like Yellow Tango?
Do you like indie rock? Do you like guitar strummy indie rock?
Well, I did notice he asked you, like, he asked you something, and then right when you were done talking about it, he said, "Well, what else is up with Todd Berry?" Like, you just had to come up with a new.
There was one.
Like, oh, let's. Boy, I don't.
There was one part where he said something like, "Yeah." He goes, "I get you." And I took it in a good way because I felt like, oh, he does. I felt like he likes people who aren't like him.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, all right, you got this thing going. I got something else going, but that's cool that you got that going.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I don't know where you're coming from, but I get it.
It's like if accepting of me for not being as boisterous as other guests are, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on that.
It seemed like he was on your level the whole time, but it was funny because then John Daly called in.
Yeah, he loved
John
Daly.
He's like, "Here's our dorky nerd correspondent talking," and he's at a Ralph's. And then John Daly's segment was like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, that was really that was funny, and he was howling over that.
Yeah.
Like, I felt a little. I was like, "Oh wow, I guess I lost the competition."
Yeah, someone's I lost
got
the
two comedy dweebs on, and I lost, but the. I met Coco.
Oh.
She offered me a glass of wine. Iced tea. This is the great thing. I should have tweeted this, but iced tea served me a glass of ice water.
Dynar exclusive.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Was it hard to avert your eye from Coco's body assets?
You know, I'm in the... In the guy's house, I'm not going to
start
checking out his wife.
Aruga.
No, exactly. Yeah. Aruga.
And were you too embarrassed to ask for a glass of iced tea? You just took what he gave you?
No, I'm sure he's heard enough iced tea jokes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
But lately, though, do you think?
Yeah.
But it was surreal just to have that. Like, it was, I did... Instagram, a screen grab. That's the worst thing. A horrible sentence. This is starting out to be. Instagrammed a screen grab of my iCal where I had to record Ice T's podcast.
That's
pretty
good. In my heart, I was hoping he was just a fan of like
alternative
stand up comedians.
But I think he sort of. Yeah, he records. It's weird because he records his podcast like. The guy in L.A. is sort of running it while... And it's like, we're in New Jersey, and it's being, like, sort of like... What is that? Sort of like, through other... Somehow it's being recorded in L.A., but it just seems so complicated.
Yeah.
For a podcast, but it was fun.
What are you doing here? Why have you landed in Los Angeles?
Well, I just came back from Hawaii.
Ooh!
Where I did two shows.
Where did you do them?
I did them in Honolulu and Maui, a little town called Paia in Paia, I think it's called, actually.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
And so I did that, and it was fun, and it's my first trip to Hawaii.
Was it really?
Yeah, I'd never been.
Did you love that, like, the way it all smells and the air and the
feel?
Well,
it is just, a lot of it is like, I've never seen, you know, I've never seen water look like that before.
Yeah.
And there are all sorts of crazy shit, but you're also jet-lagged and tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have downtime? Were you there a few days where you could...
You mean just on stage?
You didn't...
Did you get down on yourself
that
ever?
That was my downtime.
Did you... were you ever down on yourself while doing comedy? You know, flop around in the ocean a little?
I had a... Yeah, I did. I was... I did minimal beaching, but I...
Yeah.
I got a pedicure in Honolulu, which is what
nice.
You know, there's a lot
really
of,
sweet.
A lot of pressure to do everything that
I know,
people want you
and
to do.
And that ends up being counter yeah. to a vacation. I think.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. sorry if my idea of enjoying Hawaii is staying in the hotel room.
I'm sorry if I have a view of a volcano and I am refreshing my Facebook fan page.
That's how you relax.
That's if I like doing that.
But when
and then
you're
going to a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
Going to
now you're taking the freeway. That's interesting because I didn't think anyone would take the freeway.
Oh, yeah. If you know how to get places to
is
go
that true?
And fro. Oh, yeah. I'm
well,
freeway.
I'm going to take it for a little while and then I'm going to get back off of
I'm
it.
I'm freeway all day.
You're not the La Cienega type?
No, no.
Is that a
too myth? Too much stopping.
Okay.
Even if the freeway is congested, you're never really at a full stop.
Oh, so this highway seems like it's moving, so that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I have a history of cars that if I ever stopped them, they would quit running.
Yeah. What do you think my ETA to my hotel is?
I would say 10:30.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can get you at 10:30.
It's going to be that long?
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a big city. Maybe 10:25.
It's going to take another 45 minutes?
Oh, right now. Oh, I was looking at Karen's clock. Let's see here.
It's 9:43.
Do you have a date waiting for you at the hotel?
I am meeting someone.
Oh, okay.
Later.
It is 9:20. I bet we'll have you there by 10:10. How about that?
Okay, so you just lopped off quite a chunk of time.
Yeah, yeah. I was
maybe you're just trying
clock.
To placate me, and
yes,
you're gonna be like, "Oh, I was wrong."
Definitely is trying to placate you into good podcasting.
Yes, yes.
God,
you guys can edit this shit out, right?
Oh, we
could.
Or you like me? You're like, I don't edit anything.
Yeah,
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 we don't.
We could if we were willing.
But yeah. Have you been to Hawaii? Both, I know
it's
Karen
funny.
Has, but
when I was there, yeah, there's a line from Punch Drunk Love where he goes. Wow, it really looks like Hawaii here. And that's what I felt like when I was in Hawaii. It just looks so Hawaii-like.
Yeah, I did wonder whether if you live there, whether all that gets really old quickly.
I think it would.
I have stayed there for like 2 weeks in a row. And by the end of the second week, I was totally ready to come back. But I think it's like, it's just certain personality types. Like if you are super into chilling all the time,
right,
then that's the perfect place for you to live.
If you're someone that's running away from a problem, but you're not afraid to wear flip-flops all day and listen to Sublime,
that's your spot.
You should live in Hawaii. If you don't like current news, if you like bartending and having sex with the other bartenders.
If you like slow internet.
Yeah, if you really like DSL speed, then you should live in Hawaii. But it's beautiful there.
It is quite beautiful, yeah.
Did you guys see that's Mars and Neptune, I believe, that's making that line? Isn't that cool?
Oh, wow.
I believe I saw that when I was 10,000 feet above sea level last night in Maui.
Ooh.
Did you rent a hotel on the top of a volcano?
No, there are no hotels on the top of a volcano.
Oh.
I had a nice beachfront hotel in Maui, though. Like a little private inn kind of place.
That
well, well.
Nice.
Va, 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 boom, ba.
Did you get laid Hawaiian style?
No, I didn't.
That's a private question.
I got two lays. If you want to make lay jokes.
I do want to make lay jokes.
I feel like we're all above that.
Like it's but it's the 70s again.
We are. I would have said, don't you mean iced tea? I would have said that. And then when he sneered at that joke, I would have looked at his wife and said, you know what? Maybe I'll just have some hot cocoa.
Yes.
I would have doubled it.
And then you would have been fucking, you would have been like, here's the bus stop.
Yeah.
See you later.
After getting butted in the back of the head with a gun handle.
Now, did you fly out there from New York, Todd?
I flew there from New York, nonstop to Honolulu.
That's a long flight,
cashed
right?
in some miles to bump it up.
Yeah, of course.
And
nice.
Some cash.
Nice.
Cash and miles. Yeah. Glad I did that.
Yeah, it's important to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's, how long of a flight is that?
It's about pushing 11 hours.
Ew.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Not me.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
That's rough.
Interesting thing about Hawaii, no snakes. Not a single species of snake on any of the islands.
But they do have terrible spiders.
Oh, really?
Large, upsetting, jumping
Wait,
spiders.
Did you say there's no snakes in Hawaii?
There's no snakes in Hawaii. Isn't,
I don't believe that. That's got to be bullshit.
I didn't believe that
That's
either.
That's got to be
there are no
urban
snakes.
Legend-y bullshit.
They really monitor whether or not snakes
get
taken.
Oh, you know what I did see was there was a place where there's, like, turtles come ashore.
Yeah.
And they rope them off. They put a little barrier around them.
So you can't go touch them?
Yeah, so it's just one little, well, big turtle sitting there. Then there was a monk seal, which I saw.
What's that?
Just a solemn, quiet, I think it's a seal.
I think it's called a monk seal, but it's a seal that's, I think, only indigenous to, only available in Hawaii. Only for sale.
So you got two?
And they had a little rope around that. It was like someone, I mean, I just thought it was really sweet that they take care of their animals.
Yeah, they don't let creepy tourists go touch up all over.
Like they're out in the water, but someone swims out there and puts a rope around them, or they're
Well, it's like
them.
A little piece of tape. It's not, it's like a police tape.
Are you sure that they weren't dead and those were chalk outlines?
What if that turtle was murdered?
Yeah, and it was a rope in the exact body position. That would be
really sad.
The only thing worse than witnessing a human murder is a turtle murder.
Turtle murder's so sad.
Because they happen so slowly.
And they thought they were safe with the shell.
Yeah.
No.
No, you would.
No one's safe.
As a turtle, yeah. You still got soft spots coming out.
I saw a turtle swimming near us when we swam in the ocean one time. Did that ever happen to you, Todd?
A turtle swim near me?
Todd is literally checking his phone.
No, I'm not. I'm just
You're basically using this podcast to get a free ride, and fuck you, is what I have to say, Todd Barry.
I'm listening, totally focused on you. I thought we were supposed to read.
Listening isn't the key.
Talking is the key?
Well,
no, I didn't swim in the ocean the whole time I was there.
Yeah.
I got my feet wet, literally, just got my feet wet. And then,
I'm kind of scared of the ocean. The time I went there, I was hanging out with, I don't like to name drop celebrities, but Chewie, the sidekick from Chelsea Lately.
Oh.
Yeah, I spent all week with him, and he had never, it was just coincidence. I don't know how he ended up there with the same people I was with, but he had never swam, even in a swimming pool.
Oh.
And we went on this boat, and he was nervous on the boat. Then they had some floaty thing so he could, like, kick, and there's a window in it. And I talked him into getting on that, and I guided him around, and he was yelping with joy because he was swimming.
Oh, I thought he was yelping restaurants to go to.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we wanted.
That's the focus and attention.
Am I back in your good graces now,
you.
Karen?
You're back, 100%.
Do either of you want to open for me in Iowa City, three dates in the Midwest?
Jesus, what'd you say?
Yeah, I'll do. I mean, you know
it's terrible
I
money, though. You'd probably lose money.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe we'll talk digits later.
Maybe I should be on record as offering you a deal where you'll lose money.
Yeah. It's
and being
it's
like a champion
money.
Of comics rights.
For the love of the art. I mean, I've been not...
No, it's not. I wouldn't be that. It's not that kind of thing. It's just practicality.
So, okay, because I will...
But I'd rather go with someone I know.
Right.
Who's sort of fun.
Well, we got Missoula coming up. No,
we do have Missoula.
Let's be honest, Karen. I'm not 100% fun all the time.
I think I could do 4 or 5 days with either of you. It would be pretty. I don't think there'd be arguments.
You and I
would be like, hey, you want to eat here? Sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
That would be you saying, sure, that's fine, as I call the shots.
Yeah, so the headliner picks the restaurants every night. We
headliner picks restaurants.
Headliner picks it.
And you and I, in September, are going to be in Missoula, Montana, my hometown. That'll be great. My dad says hi. I talked to my dad today.
Really?
Yeah, he said, tell Todd I said hi, because you guys...
I did meet him, didn't I?
Yeah.
I didn't like him. But
I remember that. I remember you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bit of an argument.
I'm
right?
liking this highway.
Yeah. See? The highway's where it's at.
All those people.
Oh, God, let's
get to L.A. But anyway.
It's rough.
But we are... What venue are we doing in Missoula?
Stage 112?
Never heard of it.
I think it might be like a real theatery.
It might be a new
place.
Like
I think it's a 15,000 seat.
No,
Are you going to have t-shirt cannons?
I think that used to be the Crystal Theater. I've done shows there. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast. Nice people. And ever since the last time you were there, in general, I think that town has become quite comedy savvy.
Really?
I was pretty, Tig and I did a show there, and they... People went to see Tig, and they knew who she was, and they were yelling out her jokes and stuff. So I was like...
good.
Well, I was...
You made requests.
Well, you know, they didn't know how to act, but they had definitely watched comedy since the last time you were there.
It's funny. There are cities where that's really the best way to describe the audience, that they just don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they're enjoying themselves.
Well, for so long, comedy was like... The comedy club kind of lured people into thinking you were just supposed to go and get drunk and then, like, and like go a little crazy.
Well, comedy clubs, that's all they're into, the business of drink sales.
Right.
They bring it on themselves.
Yeah.
I prefer the LA model of charging and keeping all the money and not sharing any of it with
right.
the performers.
That's how you know
performers get nothing.
They're going to act correct because no one can drink affordably. I did a club in Calgary, and they, at the end of the week, the guy said, "Wow, people don't drink during your comedy."
I've had people say that when I've done rock venues.
Yeah, what the hell?
One time, he wasn't mad. He just sort of he had a smile. He said, "Yeah, they're just listening to him." Yes. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm fucking hypnotic, man.
Yeah, sorry.
You don't want to miss a word of this shit.
You are the liquor.
It 100% is a sign of a better comic if they aren't drinking.
Yeah.
So like, oh, I better slow down. This guy's full of words.
I gotta track this shit.
The guy before me had a keyboard and ended with a Zima t-shirt. And his whole act was about a shot glass and referencing Zima. And he made a lot of drink sales. And he said, people just don't... I'm like, do you think they're not thirsting during
it's
my
also, I didn't know that it was my job to sell your drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll do more jokes about sand in a canteen or things that'll spark people's thirst. This next 10 minutes is about dry throats. That'd be the way to do it.
What club in Calgary was that?
It was called the Comedy Cave, and I was supposed to be back a couple weeks ago, and luckily I got a commercial, and I had
really?
To cancel. And so it was good timing, but I called the guy just to work something out because I couldn't make the weekend. I just couldn't do the Tuesday through Sunday commitment.
What could you do?
I could have done Friday and Saturday, which is normal.
You're not a weekend act. Now,
Karen. I'm a weekday
You're
act.
You're not a weekend only act. Now, Karen.
So they yelled at me right
Heart
when I called.
They yelled at you?
Yeah, he started yelling at me, and I'm like, well, you made this easy. I'm not coming, so.
Oh,
sorry. Let me hear, like, what did he yell? Like, how much notice did you give?
It was about a week and a half notice. And, but right when I heard I booked this thing, I said, I'm so sorry. He's like, what am I supposed to do? He just started yelling, and I'm like, oh, does this never happen where a comedian gets an acting job and can't come because they're making way better money doing a thing? I'm sorry, but he's like, no, it never happens. And I'm like, well, maybe you don't get comedians that get work doing, like, I'd start getting.
Yeah.
I got upset.
Do you have a book? I guess you don't have a booking agent?
I don't. If you could share yours with me, that'd be terrific.
Because that's what their job is.
Yeah, I don't. I've never had a booking agent. We're revealing how low I am on the comedy totem pole.
Now I don't know if I want to bring you to Iowa City, Milwaukee, and Madison.
It's too late. You already invited
me. I
invited either one of you.
If it's a way to get to know your booking agent and get to know you a little better, I'm in.
What's the commercial for?
It's for a speaker, an unbreakable outdoor Wi-Fi speaker that's called the Ultimate Ears.
Are they going to give you one?
That's what I wanted one. And then the guy said, oh, they'll give you one for sure. And so I didn't embarrass myself by it. But I haven't received one yet.
Well, maybe you got to do the commercial and then you ask for one.
I did, yeah. I did. There's
four, you did it already?
Four little commercials. Yeah, I got covered in leeches. I got bit by ants. I had to handle a rattlesnake.
Trying to figure out the best way to find out how much you got paid for this.
Oh, well, it's
what's the proper etiquette as far as asking?
I guess not asking.
Karen, all serious.
I got paid.
All literal.
I'm more about manners than
I stand to not get any more. It was a few thousand.
Oh, you didn't have to tell me.
It's under $10,000.
Okay. See.
But above seven.
But the IRS, there's a lien on my wage and they took a lot.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not the
Why
most.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ways I'm failing as an adult.
I guess this is not the time to bring up my 803 credit score.
That is a nice number.
That's almost off the charts.
Are you good with numbers? You pay attention to that stuff. Right?
I just pay my bills.
Right.
Here's things that I do. I pay my bills.
Right.
I generally, for the most part, write people back.
And I don't have bad credit. Let's not jump that. There's something that
there's
happened.
Just a lien. You have that kind of good credit where there's a lien against you.
Well, California is flat broke, the IRS means business these
days.
Yeah,
California.
They're not messing around.
Yeah, they are cracking down on a lot of people.
We're also almost out of water.
We're in a drought
I know about
financially.
Your water
you heard about the water, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay to shower, though. Don't come
don't
here
linger.
And stink it up.
Don't touch yourself and linger.
Wait, are you talking? What do you mean by that?
Do you have to let it linger?
Oh, I got you. I thought you were telling him he can't masturbate him in
Los
Angeles.
Well, because it makes your showers longer.
Oh, right. I got you. Just go in, go out, get in there, put soap on, rinse yourself off, but don't use it as a time to reflect.
Yeah, it's not.
Don't have one of these meditation showers.
What about these rich people who have, like, these double, triple rainforest simulated?
Oh.
Those kind of showers?
They're part of the problem.
We maybe make friends with some of them and get in there. Would that help?
No, but are they like shutting off one of their five shower heads too?
I think most people aren't doing shit.
I feel like if
that's
anyone's doing shit, it's not going to be rich people. That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Although I did hear that the grass at the Masters this year is all brown, which I think is great.
Oh, that is surprising.
Yeah.
Not the greens though.
My pants are brown. That's weird.
Hey.
What a weird coincidence.
Thank you.
That and more in Iowa City, Iowa.
I will do those gigs.
Will you really?
Yeah, I'll do them.
But you, okay.
When are?
Because I don't know if I can afford. I can afford to pay you and afford to pay for a rental car.
Well, I don't know
about. I think
what if they are willing to fork over money? Are you?
No, these are music venues.
So you're slowly revealing that it will be for no money.
Well, I think I opened with that.
Oh, that is true. He wasn't hiding.
Wasn't hiding. I said it's shit money, and you might even.
Todd, if I end up in the area, I'll show up and do a guest set.
Let me look what it costs to fly there. And then,
okay.
Yeah, run some numbers.
It would be fun. I've been staying in town for these commercials. So I've been booking some commercials.
You know,
stuff.
You can do. You can do the run with me. Whatever else I do with Missoula.
Oh, that'd be fun.
There you go.
It's going to be Missoula, Paris.
Paris, Texas?
And then Lisbon.
Oh, Lisbon.
Lisbon.
Lisbon, Wisconsin. I'll do all those
put
places.
Put us both up in a resort with our private fish griller. But that's,
don't
we started
Munich,
Missoula.
Wyoming, that you have that one gig.
Oh, I love Munich, Wyoming.
Munich, Wyoming is amazing.
Have you ever done a show in Wyoming? Is there a place?
You know, I haven't.
Because that's on my, I hate to say bucket list, but it's on my list of states I haven't done.
Oh, you're like, do you have
states
a map
to do before
at
you
home?
Get canceled?
I don't have a map, No, I don't have a map.
There was, I remember when
I have
very
hose
first,
in different area codes.
When I very first started stand-up, there was a comic, and now I can't remember his name or his face, really. But I just remember other comics in San Francisco talking about him. Because he had a map of the United States, and he had put pins in. Everywhere he had on the map, the code was LP, which meant laid pipe. So he literally had a map in his room.
Sounds like Arch Barker.
No, it was not Arch Barker.
Well, he lays a lot of pipe.
With
that'd
but
be
this
a map
was a
of
person
Australia.
Who literally mapped it with pins.
Wow. For laying pipe? He's doing comedy for the wrong reasons. That's like getting into it to get famous.
So what? So he has a map of every place he's taking a shit?
That's what I thought. When they were first talking about it, I was like, that's just, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, what if you're the guy that doesn't know what laying pipe means? And you
yeah.
I think I was just that guy.
No, what if you were the guy that Todd just was, but in real life?
I was.
I'd love to see him explaining the maps. See, these cities are, and you'll see LP, that stands for laying pipe. That's a city where I was able to lay pipe.
That's where...
That's weird that he doesn't have the names of the women. He has the city.
The city.
Oh.
Just more of a general feel of, like, look at how I'm taking over America.
No wonder that guy's...
Oh, Milwaukee. Whatever your name was. I just remember laying pipe. Wow, we're almost there.
Just a red pin. Yeah. I would never monitor that. Guys that were starting to go off the deep end in college that were tallying women they'd been with, and I thought that was an unhealthy thing to do, and I was right.
What if you're OCD and you do it for that reason?
Right, it's the same reason you line up napkins at the edge of a table.
Exactly.
I guess I can accept that.
Except
I have to keep track of everything.
Except you're at Office Depot buying push pins. Do you have push pins I can write on?
Where are the pink push pins?
Because I'm also going to need 3 or 4 baby blue ones. Please don't ask any questions.
Who is Cedric Gervais?
Cedric Gervais? Oh, we've talked about these. These are DJs.
Yep.
At
casinos in Vegas.
Yes.
It took me a while to figure it out.
That's the life.
So it'll just be a dude with a pencil thin
mustache.
Like jaw beard.
Gets on a plane with a laptop.
Yeah.
It's $45,000.
Yeah,
and goes home.
Goes to the Luxor.
Cedric's one of those men.
Yeah, and they always have, yeah, they don't have like DJ scribbles or names like that.
I thought
anymore.
It might be a double bill with Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, I wish.
I'm sure I'm the first person to make
what
that.
What if it was him?
Well, it's got to be the first person.
Sandwiched between
joke.
Cedric the Entertainer and Ricky Gervais.
Gervais.
His name is Cedric Gervais.
Let's talk about
Ricky.
How's LA been doing? What's the latest here?
Since you've been gone,
we've missed you so much.
I haven't done At Midnight yet. Although,
seriously?
The last time you did it, you obviously mentioned it
because
the guy called me the next day.
It's
said,
nuts
hey,
that you haven't done it.
Can you do the first? And I said, you bet. And then he said, oh, never mind, false alarm.
Well, I'll mention your name again on Wednesday.
Are you doing it Wednesday? I knew it.
I almost didn't. I just was like, I guess, I feel like, I should do it every time I'm in town because it does fund the part of the trip.
Of course it.
But it also, I don't know, it's like, now I got to go to work, do work.
Nah, it'll be fun. Did
I'd
they give you the
eat lunch?
Did they give you the hashtag topics yet?
No, they give them to you kind of last. Oh, I'm not allowed to tell you, but they give them to you like last minute. And quite often, it's you wish you had a little more time.
Now, do you ever use the jokes that the writers use?
Almost never. Usually, my point guy, who I bounce shit off of, is Blaine Capatch.
Yeah, yeah,
he's an
Blaine's
old friend of mine.
Yeah, he's
so
great.
But I don't want to. I'll have him, like, maybe something will be tweaked, but I just don't, like, I don't want to, like, just do other people's jokes.
Well, you know what, when I, if they have jokes that are better than mine, and I know they're better, I would do them.
Well, there's a word for you.
A hack?
D4.
This is where you stayed last time.
Yeah, look at this.
He is a true creature of habit.
You are a creature of habit.
Yeah.
You like this place.
Did you get enough? Did we get enough?
Yeah, we were
losing our minds at the actual airport.
Yeah, that was a night. That was like over an hour before I left the airport.
But yeah, this podcast will be completely an hour long, so it's actually perfect.
Okay.
Half hour there, half hour back.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, then you guys talk for a half hour.
Yeah, we're going to talk about you for half an hour.
No, we're going to end it.
Boring. Right. We're never doing that again.
Right? Right.
Karen, that was my Karen impression.
That was uncanny.
You're one of my favorites.
He just went to the ride.
That's what we want.
I know, though.
Want.
I realize.
I'm glad that you.
I'm glad you guys did this.
We're
saving $75.
See?
Can I have my cord? I love you guys. And I'll let you know about the Iowa City thing.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's stay in touch. Maybe I'll see you around town.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Bigfoot Lodge tonight, if you want wine.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's just a show called Babe Island. There's no girls there, though. It'll be fun, though.
That's not my kind of Babe Island.
Todd Berry, thank you.
Todd Berry, we love you. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Of course. You've been listening.
See you guys.
Need a ride? Thank you, Todd. Talk to you soon. We should. I'm sorry. We had the buzzing. The buzzing went away.
Bye.
We never want to go to LAX ever again. I'm sorry that I got upset earlier, but I think it ended up fine. And Karen, I always know that you and I, no matter what happens during the podcast, we will remain friends.
Always.
Yes.
Forever.
So I feel like nothing was damaged between us.
No, not in the least. No, that was really frustrating and kind of insane.
Yeah, I don't want to go to LAX anymore. We might have to change our... we haven't been going there for a reason.
You know what it is? I swear to God, though, it's Sunday night. Because think of it, everyone travels on Sunday to get either to get back or
right.
to start their vacation.
Yep.
And nighttime, of course, that's like... We basically hit the most busy it could possibly have been.
The most busiest.
The most busiest moment.
Never again on a Sunday night.
Never again!
Never again!
Is what they swore the time before.
Never again is what we saw.
I love Todd Berry because I am allowed to be as rude to him as possible.
Well, I got nervous. I thought if I had talked to him that way, he would jump by. You said, fuck you to him.
I did. Well, I've known him for a really long time, but also... at one point I was like, God, I feel tired and it's so quiet. And you were trying to do something and I looked back and he was just checking his phone.
Oh.
Like, sorry, you got to pay the piper. If you're going to get a free ride, you...
Well, put yourself in his shoes for a minute. I mean, you get off a plane.
Yeah.
You've been on a plane for hours and hours.
True.
That's why he needs to find out what he maybe missed. There might be career-ending news.
That's true. Career-ending.
And he had to get on his phone, so I understand why.
No, that's true. But you have to. Here's the thing, and maybe it's the thing that we learned.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be better at faking it.
Right.
But
right.
Maybe I take that for granted because I'm good at multitasking and faking things.
Hey, that is what it is. I am not. You saw me. I almost shut down emotionally when there was a buzz in the thing. I can't talk anymore.
Well,
I get crippled by it.
But that's also your panic, which I get the same kind of panic when it's the one thing we've made all this effort to go pick him up and to do all this shit, and you drove to my house, and we
made a day of it,
coordinating all these things, and then to get to the right to the brink of it and to have a buzzing start, that's like saying, well, all that was for naught.
Yeah, and I'm glad it stopped. I'm going to do some tests with this. I'm going to do some more, you know, like they do in a factory. Put it in a in a computer chair, throw some bean bags on it, do different tests that I run, hook it up, pour some water on it, see what it see what's going wrong with it.
Yeah, good idea.
But right now it sounds great, and I think this was a good episode. I feel good about it. If you liked it or like other episodes, doesn't have to be this one, go to iTunes, give us a good rating, because apparently that helps us.
I think this episode was very real, whereas normally, like, I'm in a great mood and having a great time and just laughing my ass off. This one was kind of like, it was like work, you know?
I think people like it when, like, in this episode, we both reveal ourselves to be highly flawed.
Yeah.
And if you're out there and you work at, you know, Cregan Auto Parts or Just Tires or Uber and you want to sponsor, do you need a ride? Well, God damn it, my pockets are filled with lint, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Karen?
Yeah, I agree. We need a sponsor. We also need someone who can help us with the technical aspects of this podcast, because we're kind of like two children with a very advanced recording system.
If we had someone, but then we'd have someone in the car tinkering around.
I don't know.
I just need to go to school.
Maybe whatever booking agent you get also would know technical tech stuff.
I just need help.
Yeah,
we just need help.
We both do. And you know what the good part about all of this is?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does.
Everybody
needs help, needs to figure out how to ask for help. Everybody needs to figure out how to not freak out because they need help.
You're listening to Delilah. And this Mariah Carey song's an old one, but a good one. And it's going out to one girl that feels lonely tonight. And it's Christmas.
I don't want
there we go.
I thought is that what you're setting me up for?
It's something about mistletoe. Okay, just to go back to the cartoon characters having sex, it's the same as flirtatiously singing about fucking Santa Claus. That's what I don't like.
I agree.
Keep your dick out of my childhood memories.
Yeah, there is that thing of like, I'm gonna lure Santa in with my tits, and then he's going to give me more presents.
Oh, gross.
I've always had a real problem with that.
Yeah.
That kind of song.
How about not acting naughty the way you're supposed to be around the man?
Yeah, exactly. How about the sexuality of niceness?
And I think that, exactly. Let's end with that. Let's think about how sexy it is to be nice.
Yeah, how really alluring and sexy niceness is.
You don't have to be sexy and dirty to be nice, but
you don't have to take your clothes off.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl.
And you don't... Oh, shoot.
You don't bring me flowers anymore?
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
That came in for the kill. Saved us. My mom used to listen to that.
That's why you're getting booked in Iowa.
My mom loved that song. She'd listen to it in a robe with earphones. The earphones were not plugged in. It was blaring through the whole house. You don't bring me flowers anymore. Don't think my dad didn't know who that song was for. There wasn't a flower shop near our house. Okay, we're going to end this podcast. I've been Chris Fairbanks.
I've been Karen Kilgaro.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N-A-R.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.